días a todos os ointes de Radio Tui. Un curso máis, os alumnos de sexto do CEIP número 2 achegámonos ata aquí para recomendarvos un libro.
Cada vez cústanos máis elexir, todos son moi interesantes.
No hell below us.
Nesta ocasión imos coñecer a biografía dunha personaxe moi carismática.
Membro e fundador dun grupo inglés que foi e é un mito no mundo da música pop, os Beatles.
Falamos de John Lennon, imos coñecer algúns datos sobre a súa vida.
Preguntaremos aos nosos compañeiros, sei que están moi postos neste tema.
When was he born?
He was born in 1940.
And do you know where?
Sure, in Liverpool, England.
When he was a child, his mother Julia was very poor, and she had to work all day and she couldn't look after him. Who did he live with?
He lived with his aunt Mimi and his uncle George.
When he was a teenager, something terrible happened. Do you know what?
His mother died, run over by a car.
When John was 17, he formed a band with two friends. What was the band's name?
The Quarrymen.
Then he meets his first wife, Cynthia, a pleasant, kind, loyal, and very discreet woman. They got married and they had a son. Do you remember his name?
Yes, his name is Julian.
The Beatles became a very famous group. When?
From 1916 to 1970.
John Lennon met a Japanese woman, Yoko Ono, and he fell in love with her. John and Cynthia divorced, and later, John and Yoko got married and they had a son. Do you know his name?
Yes, his name is Sing.
Yoko Ono was the most important woman in John Lennon's life, and they together started a new musical career. Do you remember any songs?
Imagine, Woman, Give Peace a Chance.
In 1980, when John is 40 and Yoko, he and his son felt so happy, what happened?
John is murdered.
I hope someday you join us and the world will live as one.
Como membro dos Beatles, tivo moito recoñecemento, chegando a ser a banda máis valorada e imitada de todos os tempos.
Cando Lennon emprendeu a súa carreira en solitario, seguiu demostrando o seu talento e o seu compromiso social.
Foi activista pola paz e as súas cancións foron adoptadas como himnos polos movimentos pacifistas.
Gustounos moito esta biografía. Podedes lela na colección Me Llamo, da editorial Parramón.
Están moi ben porque nos contan dunha forma entretida a vida é a obra de personaxes interesantes da historia, das ciencias, da arte, da cultura, da literatura ou do pensamento.
Tamén o ambiente do mundo no que viviron. Non deben faltar nas vosas bibliotecas.
Ata aquí chegou este programa. Iago,
Pablo,
Candela,
Alba,
María.
Despedímonos de todos vos.
Disfrutad de lendo libros.
Bye, bye. Bye.